This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. On the economic indicator front, this item today, what is known in the trade as the Case-Shiller Home Price Index, came out this morning. Prices in 20 cities across the country up 5% in July, building on similar gains a month earlier. A slowly but mostly surely strengthening economy and the relatively small number of homes on the market are helping to push those prices up. Another interesting thing about urban housing specifically involves young people who are making very different living choices than their parents did. Marketplace's Mark Garrison takes a closer look at that.
You can see it in pop culture on shows like Girls, or you can look at companies like GE and McDonald's, which are shifting headquarters from suburban campuses to cities.
There clearly is increased preference for urban living among millennials.
Wharton School real estate professor Susan Wachter. More so than others, this generation wants to live close to work, take transit, and be near lots of restaurants, bars, and culture, features of the urban landscape.
That means right there that they're more likely to be renters in cities. Rentership is much higher in cities than in suburbs.
But survey research from the National Association of Realtors finds millennials may not be quite so attached to their downtown apartments in the long run, says chief economist Lawrence Yoon.
When it's time to settle down and own a home, what we are finding is that the vast majority of millennials are moving out to the suburbs. Perhaps it is more affordable, or perhaps they view it as a better place to raise their families.
There's a growing line of thinking that millennials will eventually become just as suburban as their parents. They're just not getting there quite as soon, possibly because they're marrying and having kids later than previous generations. Or this could be more lingering impact from the Great Recession and less of a major generational shift. Also, the suburbs are evolving, says Trulia chief economist Ralph McLaughlin.
Many suburbs today are starting to look like cities for all intents and purposes.
Suburbs with good transit to the city and denser mixed-use areas offer the prospect of the best of both worlds for younger buyers. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.